Now I have pleasure in introducing a guest who plays perhaps one of the strangest parts on the stage, in that it's a role that runs very largely through Rusty Bugles, and yet he doesn't speak a word. For tonight, we have in the studio the player of the role of Dean Maitland, as it is on the programme, Tony Coyne. And I've invited him up just to prove that he isn't absolutely silent in private life. Good evening, Tony.
Good evening, Jim.
This role of yours must be practically unique in the realm of theatre, this complete silence.
Well, there aren't very many like it, I don't think. It's the first I've done of the type, but I don't say one word.
And actually, the audience generally only think of you as Dean Maitland, which isn't even the real name of the character, is he?
No, actually, it's a nickname. His real name is Ken Falcon.
Yes, I completely lost sight of the fact that he had another name, because he's always thought of as Dean Maitland. What was your reaction to the offer of this role?
I liked it very much. I had seen the play before in Sydney, and the part impressed me very much.
It sort of stuck in your mind.
Yes.
I think it does all through the show. It's the one sort of touch of practically tragedy, isn't it?
Well, it is, rather. I mean, you sort of worry what happened to him afterwards.
Yes, you go away thinking of him somehow. And how did you actually come to be offered the part? And
well, actually, it came at a very good time. I was at a party one Sunday night in Sydney, and I mentioned to Miss Fitton that I was, looking for something else just at the time. So she said, well, we're going to Melbourne with Rusty Bugles, and there's a part in it for you.
So, of course,
I snapped it up.
It came at the psychological moment.
Oh, exactly, yes.
And, but you started off doing commercial art, didn't you?
Yes, I had my own studio in Brisbane.
And
I was doing that for a few years up there, but I'm afraid theatre got the best of me.
You
gave it up.
You sort of started the theatre as a sideline to your commercial art, and finally it's won out. And in Brisbane, what did you do as far as theatre work went?
I was with the Brisbane Repertory Theatre and the Australian Theatre Guild there.
The Theatre Guild's a semi-professional organisation, isn't it?
Yes, they pay a bonus, after every couple of shows.
And did you do any radio up there at
all? Yes, I did quite a bit of radio, mostly with the ABC there.
And the shows that you played there, have you got a pet role in any particular show that you played?
Yes, I think my pet is Rope. It's a psychological drama. I did a lot of screaming and carrying on in it. Quite a change from this one.
Yes, indeed. And what led you from Brisbane down to Sydney?
Well, as a matter of fact, a friend of mine up there, Webb Tilton.
Oh, yes, from the Annie Company.
Yes.
Yes, he's been up here more than once.
Yes,
he's a very old friend of ours.
Very good friend of mine, too. Well, he said that I should, go down south because there were more opportunities down there.
Yes, there is much more scope in Sydney. And what work did you get when you got down there?
Well, I went into the Annie Company in Sydney.
And you were in the Annie Company when you joined this one?
Yes.
And tell me, do you get a word in all the time that you're on this stage?
Well, I suppose I'm one of the star players in the tour. But other than that, I suppose if anyone listened very carefully, they'd hear me say a whispered right for the blackout cue.
One thing, you don't have to learn lines, but it must take a terrific lot of mental concentration to keep within the character.
Well, it does, rather. I mean, you have to concentrate on it all the time you're on stage.
Yes, because you do telegraph the feeling of the person, even though you're not saying anything.
You have to do it without saying anything, right?
Yes. Well, thank you very much for popping up and sparing your time to let us say hello to you, and I hope that Rusty Bugles will go along keeping you silent for quite a long time, but that one day in the not too distant future we'll have the opportunity of really hearing you speak on stage.
I hope so too.
Thanks very much.
Thanks very much, sir.